Thank you. That's it.
Oh, yes, use the mic.
We record everything, Chair.
Wonderful. 1, 2, 1, 2. Off on my shoe.
Yep, seems to be working. Okay, next up we've got Terence Eden. He's going to talk to us about QR codes.
Thank you very much. So, hello everyone. My name's Terence Eden, and you're here to learn all about QR codes. So if you thought you were coming for something else, now's the time to leave. So, first of all, who am I? My name's Terence. I'm a mobile web consultant, mobile internet consultant. Been doing this for about 8 years. I say I'm independent. Nothing that I say here represents any of my employers or clients, past, present, or future. If you've got any questions, you can interrupt me or tweet me at Eden, or if you're bored, just start reading my blog. It will work on your phone. So this is Portchester Square Gardens, which is quite close to where I work, and this is the council's information sign. About it, and it's got all sorts of very complex information there saying this is when the park is open on these days but not on those days, it'll be pretty summertime, and it's got some information at the bottom there. Oh, look, I've got a laser on this thing, great. And all sorts of things you can and can't do. And I looked at it and I immediately spotted a problem with it. I'm good at spotting problems, and it's broken. There's a mistake on the sign, so one of the, you can't scrap an expensive metal sign like this, they stuck a bit of paper over it and wrote on it 30 minutes rather than I assume 60 or 45 or 3. That's rubbish. You know, we need something better for our council signs and for many other amenities and things that we take for granted. And we need to make them better and we need to make them more interactive. So I think the answer to that is QR codes. I'm going to convince you. So first of all, let's dial this right back. Hands up, who knows what a barcode is? A regular barcode, that's like 100%, one of those, yeah? Hands up, who knows how a barcode works? Okay, no one, three or four. Essentially, those lines there represent those numbers at the bottom. And all a barcode can do is store a string of sort of 5 to 10 numbers, and then a computer has to look that up in a database and tell you that, oh, it's a tin of beans and it costs 36p. And they've been around for ages. This is an issue of Mad magazine from the 70s where they were told by various people that you have to put a barcode on everything because they are so damn useful. And there was lots of resentment. Why do I have to put a barcode? And now I challenge you to find a product in your supermarket other than unpacked fruit which doesn't have a barcode. The question?
UPC, what's that mean?
Universal product code. It's just what the American societies call barcodes because barcodes are, you know, a UPC sounds really cool and technical. But like I say, they've been around for ages, we just don't think twice about seeing them on everything. So what are QR codes? So QR codes are subtly different. They're two-dimensional barcodes, so rather than just numbers in a row, you've got rows and columns, and they can hold lots and lots of data, up to 4 kilobytes of data. And primarily they're used at the moment for holding URLs, but they can hold a lot more. I've got a from there. What have I done wrong?
All camera phones.
Okay, so what I say here is the great thing about QR codes as opposed to some other technology is that it doesn't just work on smartphones. So if there's a tendency in mobile to say everyone's got an iPhone, realistically no, about 6% of the mobile population have an iPhone, and you know, that's not good enough if you want to make open data. When I say all camera phones, the vast majority of camera phones, BlackBerry, Symbian, Android, iPhone, and even going down to some of the lower proprietary ones, will have a QR reader available to them. And you can get a free app in lots of different places. There's getreader.com is just one. Okay, so that's a QR code. I'm not going to talk too much about the stats, I'm going to get to the meat of this fairly quickly, but basically they've been around for ages since 1994, started in Japan. They're being used by huge brands all around the world, so we've got Starbucks, and 52% of Starbucks customers have seen these. It's being used across all mobile platforms, big car companies are using them. We've seen a massive growth, and last year it was something like 12,000% increase. By estimates, it's about 5,000% increase in people scanning these codes. These are really taking off. All these stats. These slides are going to be up later if you want to read all the stats, and I'm indebted to JumpScan for providing this information. But they are everywhere. It's no good me telling you stats. This is, in a 5-minute walk of London, I found a QR code advertising the Grant Museum of Zoology,
the Heathrow Express, some graffiti QR codes which people have stuck up, and in the Metro, an advert for Glee with a QR code. And it doesn't get much more mainstream than Glee in the Metro. I love Glee, it's wonderful. I'm not going to sing, don't worry. But when people say, oh, these are a bit techy, these QR codes, Glee. Sorry, for people who watch Glee, if they can scan this in, anyone can. So, how can we use them? Okay, what can we do with these QR codes to open up data? So I'm going to give you some examples, very, very quickly, and technical examples, and then real-world examples. So we can stick a URL in there. Scan that in, it will take your phone to a website. Very quick, very easy. We can stick phone numbers in there. If you've seen some of the QR stickers that I've dotted around, you can scan it in, and it will pre-populate your phone with a phone number, and you can start calling that person. That's great if you're advertising long, complex phone numbers, or you want to make sure that people get the number right. We can also do SMS. As well. SMS is one of the most powerful mediums for customer interaction or for citizen interaction. And so rather than saying text this long keyword to this strange number, scan in the code and your phone will automatically prompt you to send this keyword to that number. It cuts down on a lot of mistakes which happen when people try texting back and forth. And business cards. Now this is a bit big and blocky, and you see why I'm not wonderfully keen on this. But one of the things that I'm looking at the moment is if you've got data like, let's say, House of Commons, your MP, so my society have right to them. Okay, so I've got someone's phone number on the screen in front of me, and you expect me, you know, like a monkey, to push it manually with buttons onto my phone. No. Scan this, and I've just picked Jonathan Lord, who happens to be my local MP. If you scan that in, you will have his parliamentary contact details in your phone so that you can call him or email him any time of the day or night to complain about whatever it is that ails you. Don't call him at night, you know, I'm sure he's a very hard-working MP. So let's have some examples and ideas on how you can use these. Now, just a rough show of hands, how many people here are local government-y type people? A few, and other people? Yeah, a few more. Okay, so all sorts of things which you can do, which aren't just, you'll see a lot of these being used in adverts. It's not just limited to advertising. You can use these for much, much greater citizen engagement. So, text to give. So there's a charity, a wonderful charity called Sightsavers. You will have probably seen these posters up around London and in train stations where they're encouraging you to text to give. And they've also got a QR code which takes you to their website. Now what I've done is I've spoken with them and talked about how you can enhance this. And this is I've put my own QR code on there. If you scan that in, it will automatically make your phone give a donation of £5 to this charity. So absolutely wonderful. So rather than having to see a post and go, oh, I must remember to do that, or to stand there and type in 7, 4, 2, scan, done. Text for information reporting. So you may have seen these around London, which is if you see a problem at these traffic lights, please text us on 66835, quoting number 01210, then A, B, C, or D. So you're going to be sat there, again, like a plank, going, zero, right, okay, and what's the problem? Or, scan this in, and hey presto, everything is pre-populated in your phone, and you can just very quickly send it off. And you can use something like Frontline SMS, who were talking here last year, and I think had been mentioned a few times, to aggregate those responses, and also send information out. So using text via QR codes, very, very powerful. Link to useful information. So here we have a train company, London Midland, who said, look, you can get live departures on your phone and you can ring us and do stuff, but there's no real way to do that. So you could get a QR code, swipe it on there, and say, okay, scan here and you've got train timetables, or scan here to call us. Fantastic. Now you can go a little too far with this. This is First Great Western, who have stuck... and this is only the top half of the poster. They've done like 99 QR codes. The idea is quite good there. Come in, take a seat. Which is to say, hey, if you want the timetable for the route number 20, which is somewhere to somewhere else, scan in that code, takes you to a site, and you can download the PDF. Absolutely fantastic. Now, if I were advising them, and I didn't advise them on this, you know, I'd say stick one QR code on there, and then have people select the route. But you can put, you know, multiple links to information on a poster. Links to YouTube. So we know that video is an incredibly powerful way to engage with people. And if you've got a message, so I've just picked this fellow here, can we have our trains back, please? who's got a lovely YouTube post where he talks about the problems with train private companies. So you could, if you're doing a campaign, if you're flyering, that's not a real word, leafleting, you knew what I meant when I said flyering, right? Yeah, handing out leaflets and things like that. You can put a QR code on, and rather than just having a static leaflet with text and maybe a black and white image, you've now got someone who can scan it in and watch the YouTube video formatted on their mobile while they're on the bus home from whichever event they were at. Links like Facebook. How many people here use Facebook, just like as a user? A few people. I don't use. Yes, you do. You pretend that you don't, but you do. But what we do know is, even if we don't use it, it's still very popular, especially with the young people. The young people like Facebook, don't they? And some of the old people who want to pretend they're young. But if you've got, this is Open Tech, and if you take a look around at some of the stickers I put up, link straight to a Facebook event. If you want to invite people to, whether it's a rally or a protest or a public consultation, this way, rather than saying, go to Facebook and type in this, or go type into a search engine, or no, just scan this in and on your phone, because everyone who uses Facebook uses it on their phone, they'll go straight there. Hashtags. It's getting slightly geekier now. If you scan that in, you'll start to see what everyone's talking about. Wonderful if you want to start a conversation or get people involved in a conversation. Open Plaques. So anyone here involved in Open Plaques or heard of Open Plaques? No? It's an initiative to try and get people to list and photograph all of these blue plaques around London and the world. How about making it more interactive? Stick a QR code underneath there and you can get information to whatever it relates to. So let's go back to right at the start. There was this sign which I didn't like, and I thought, well, you could stick a link to Wikipedia on there so people could read about the history of this park. You could stick a link to the council website so they could see what the actual opening times were. A QR code perhaps so that people can ring and say, look, there's a problem, or email and say there's a problem. And here we have a list of restrictions. You must not do this. On no account must you do that. Oh, it's very terrifying when you go to a park and the first thing you see is thou shalt not. I think there's not quite 10 of them, but how can we make this a bit more friendly? How can we make people engage with the society around them using a poster like this and QR codes? And this is what I came up with. Rather than saying, no loud music or busking, how about, please check in using Foursquare. So if you scan that, that will take your phone straight to mobile Foursquare, and you can take a look at all the pictures that people have posted. You can take a look at all the tips people have posted. You could make it, say, why not upload your photos to Flickr and geotag them, and you can see what people have been doing in this park. There are so many ways that you can engage with people using QR codes, because hands up everyone who's got a phone at the moment. 100%. There is 100% phone penetration in this country, and the vast majority of those are camera phones, and the vast majority, but not 100%, but the vast majority of those will be able to access QR codes. So I've just got a few minutes, so I'll just give you the rules, as they were. Now, QR codes are absolutely free, but and no one controls them, so you can do what you like, but there are some ground rules, and there are three main rules, which are make it mobile friendly, and mobile friendly. So I love Tony Blair, if only for making it so much easier for people with a lack of ideas to say the same thing three times and make it sound really cool. What I mean by mobile friendly is people who are scanning these things are doing so on their phone, okay? Phones are not desktop computers, they're not laptop computers, they're not even tablets, they are small screens, and they've got limited bandwidth. So, point it to a mobile-friendly web resource if you're doing mobile web. If you're making people call telephone numbers, put them in international format, because not everyone scanning is going to be from the UK. So, you'll have probably seen +44 is the UK's country code. Stick that at the front. Hands up if you think it's free to call 0800 numbers from your mobile. You are. Good, you've learned. It really isn't. And 0845 numbers or 870 are hideously expensive. Use 0300 numbers or a geographical number so that it doesn't cost people a lot to call. Consider the location of the QR code. So if you read my blog, and I hope you all do, you'll notice that I put one up where someone has stuck a QR code in the bottom left-hand corner of a poster on a London street, which means if you want to scan it, you have to get down on your knees on a London street and that's not good. Stick it where people can actually see it. And use black ink on a white background. It makes it very easy to scan. The higher the contrast, the better. You can use colours if you've got a colour scheme, but make sure it's very, very dark on very, very light. And finally, for the geeky people, who I think there are more than a few of them here, have a think about error correction. QR codes come with variable error correction. If you're sticking something outside, up the error correction, so in case a bird shits all over it, people will still be able to scan. So in conclusion, I'm just about out of time. QR codes are everywhere. If you pick up a copy of the Metro, the Evening Standard, or just look around on posters, you'll see them. They increase accessibility. If you want to get people to give them access to this information while they're on the move, use a QR code. They are free, in both senses. So no one controls them, you control them. So you, with a service like Microsoft Tag, for example, you have to go through Microsoft servers to put these tags up. With QR codes, you don't. And like I say, they are, it's black ink on white paper. They're very, very cheap to produce. And you need to start using them now. Now, I did promise in the description of this talk, I think, some subversive uses. You'll all have seen the little stickers around that I made up. Avery labels cost about 20p a sheet. If you've got a good idea for access to a service, or you've got something that you want to say, print out a QR code on a sticker and stick it where people can see it. Your local graffiti laws may vary, so check with them. But what I'm saying is, if you've developed a better mobile website than the train company, or if you think that you know there's bad information and you want people to be able to access good information, a QR code on a sticker is probably your friend. Thank you very much indeed. Cheers. Yes, someone's just handed me their QR code. Business card, I've got QR business cards. I've got time for a couple of questions while the next person sets up, I believe. Yes, gentlemen.
Well, first question is, you did mention a software you use. I know, say, Google Charts have a built-in QR code generator.
Yeah, so Google Charts, you can go to Google Charts and use that to generate your QR codes. There's loads and loads of free services out there. KAYWA, but if you just type in QR code generator into Google, you will find, I'm not getting 100 resources, there's one on my website as well, if you want to use that, but it's very easy. There's lots of open source solutions in PHP and Perl and all sorts of other things. I think there's a question back there, was there not? Oh, it was over there, sorry.
How much spam is involved at the moment? How long before it becomes so overwhelming that they become useless?
How? What do you mean by spam?
Well, you've got your QR code, and by looking at it, you've got no idea what it is, and you can just take a snap of it, and it can take you somewhere completely different.
So most QR readers will give you a preview of the URL, any good one will, which will say, this is going to google.com/whatever. And if it's a bit.ly link or a shorter link, lots of the readers now will expand that and tell you where you're going. There is a danger that, just as I said, you can stick a QR code up using some stickers. If you've got a poster up with a QR code, someone could come and stick another QR code over it. However, you know, they could do that if you've got a URL or a phone number or a text number. I think we have to be responsible, you know, to make sure that we don't make it too dodgy. You know, tell people what the URL is they're visiting and give them things. Yeah, sorry. Yes.
Sorry, just the really basic aspect of when you take a photo.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what happens?
So I can give you a demonstration later, but essentially you open up your QR scanner, and just like if you've ever used a self-service checkout in a supermarket, when you pass the barcode in front of it, it goes beep. Well, that was quite a good beep there.
But it's an app.
It's usually an app on your phone, yeah. So you download the app. So if you type in QR into your app store, you'll get it. You just pass your phone in front of it, it'll go beep and say, do you want to call, visit, or whatever else. I think that's all I've got time for, but I'll be around to answer questions later on. Thank you very much.
Hi.
The final talk is going to be by Anne Griffiths and Stephen about teaching old dogs new tricks, innovating in the tech.